Okay, we do have a mic. Okay, can you all hear me out there? Loud enough? Okay. Well, welcome to the first C9 symposium ever. So you're going to be, you're all charter members now. My name is Mark Brick. I'm the chair of the Provisional Division C9, Food Crop Application to Alleviate Human Disease and Enhance Nutrition. I had to read that because it's kind of a mouthful, but I think it's appropriate. I'll say a few words, but first I'd like to introduce the board rep for C9, Mike Rusak. He can say a few words and I'll come back and get the session going. Mike?
Thanks, Mark. So I'm Mike Rusak. I'm with USDA in Houston at the Children's Nutrition Research Center, and you'll be hearing me giving at least one of the talks today. I just wanted to mention, just sort of try to put this symposium in perspective. Mark and I, well, did a little history on C9. For those of you who aren't familiar, Bill Wiebold had an organizational meeting at the Houston meetings last year and proposed the idea of a new division. We then put that together. We are a provisional division at present. Mark agreed to be the chair for the first year, and I think I spoke up too much at the organizational meeting, and I ended up being the board rep for the executive board, but I've been enjoying that and trying to do what I can to push the concept of this division forward. Mark and I basically tried to put together this first symposium in a way that would cover a broad range of topics in order to try to show some of the breadth of where we think this division might be going. And so the title, as you see, was what we put together for this symposium. And the only other thing I thought I would just sort of throw out here at the intro is this figure that I tend to use in a number of my talks to try to just demonstrate really kind of a broader picture of what we're trying to do here. And that really is to bridge production agriculture with human nutrition. And really the connector in all this is food and our food supply. And as I often tell my human nutrition colleagues who focus on particular nutrients, amino acids or fatty acids or minerals, we don't eat nutrients, we eat foods that contain nutrients. And you could similarly say we don't eat just phytochemicals, we eat foods that contain health beneficial phytochemicals. And really it's the food supply that's the key, and I think where crop science and production agriculture can really have an influence on human nutrition and health is through enhancements to the food supply, and if not enhancements, at least maintaining a quality food supply as we develop new cultivars and new lines and new production practices. So that's really kind of the broad overview of what we're trying to do in the new C9 and what we hope you'll see through some of the talks in the symposium this morning. Mark?
I may have misspoken by saying that was the title of our division. The title of our division is Biomedical Health Beneficial and Nutritionally Enhanced Plants. And that title is up for discussion. We are a provisional division, and we will have the business meeting after this afternoon session, and we can talk about those kinds of things at that time. So I encourage you to stick around for that for the business meeting. I also encourage you, if you're not already, to be affiliated with C9. You can go online in the website, and you get up to 4 choices. I believe that's the current number of affiliations in crop science, and you can affiliate with any of 4 societies. So if you're not already, it'd be nice to do that. We are provisional, so we have to make this work if we're going to stay around. So I encourage you to do that. Before I introduce the first speaker, I've got a little few minutes here. I was reading today's USA Today, and they had an article about food labeling, and we're about food and nutrition, so I thought it was pretty appropriate. And if you watched the news last night, one of the big items is Coco Krispies has now has a big label across the package, and it says now helps support your child's immunity. You know, so if you eat Coco Krispies, your immunity is going to go up. And they looked into it, and from what I can tell, they boosted 3 micronutrients by 5%, and that's going to help your child boost their immunity. So it brings up this whole food labeling thing and what we're about. And there's a paragraph here that's quite interesting. So the industry worked with nutritionists to address the problem about labeling, and they came up with this term smart choices, which you can put on your label and say that, you know, at least give the illusion that your food is a smart choice and nutritious. Well, the problem was then that the standards proved way too elastic. Even Fruit Loops and mayonnaise got the health check mark called smart choices. And many of the products of choices with smart choices were almost 50% sugar, according to the FDA. So we have a ways to go to educate scientists and the public about food. Granted, we're not going to educate the general public today or tomorrow, but we have to work towards that end.